I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It's great to be with you guys today. It's Wednesday morning. This is episode 1345, to trade or not to trade. And if you guys are one of the few on YouTube, or you get to see the thumbnail that, you know, I'm learning the AI tricks of the trade. And, you know, anytime you can create a Kyle Shanahan / Hamlet crossover thumbnail, I feel like I'm kind of winning. It's funny whenever I make these thumbnails to, like, you know, the picture that is on the video that they click. I never think this will make more people click on it. Instead, I'm just like, what's going to make me chuckle? So, like, I don't know. Perhaps there's a Venn diagram somewhere where it's like, oh, people that are looking for 49ers content / people that want a Shakespearean reference to a trade NFL drafting. It's a small sweet spot. That's all I got to say. But anyway, very, very happy to be with you guys today. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be discussing trades up in the NFL draft, trades down in the NFL draft, pairing that with exactly what you would get for the different spots that you would trade into, why the 49ers would do any of these, what that would look like, who the players are involved at those potential spots, and then a little bit of a draft trade revisionist where we look back and see the teams that trade up who won, the teams that traded down who won, and which ones are a little too early to tell. I think we're going to be a little – I was pleasantly shocked with the answers, and it's probably not the answer we all think it's going to be. So that's what we got on scale today. Also, the NFLPA put out their team report cards that I want to break down. How each team is graded on, what is it, about 12 different categories, and how the 49ers have fared. Did they go up from last year? Did they go down? That's a little bit always more complicated than just a simple up or down, but we're going to dive into that. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. What's up, David R? Appreciate you guys. He says, good morning, John and Faithful. Being a Niner fan keeps getting better and better every day this offseason. This offseason has been great. For the terrible, catastrophic, drama-inflated injury, god-awfulness that was 2024 offseason, 2025 has been the mirrored opposite of that, and I hope that that continues. The combine is, you know, happening. The interviews are happening. The medical checks are happening. I love it. I love it. We're in a good place right now. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs again. You guys coming in strong. Love it. Love it. And whenever I see Sid, I got to remind everybody, tomorrow, man, is it tomorrow already? Yes. I even messed up on my thumbnail. Goodness. Thursday, the 27th, tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have our Jerry Rice tier only Zoom hangout. So that's the Jerry Rice tier and above on the49ersrush.com and on our Patreon page. Link is in the description of this audio or video, whatever you're watching or listening to. Come join us. The Zoom link has been posted. We're going to get together for an hour and talk all kinds of things, draft, trades, what we want to do, all that fun stuff. That's tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Come join us over there. What's up, 49ers faithful? Good morning, Jada. Get another live show. That's right. If you could get Graham or Nolan at 11 and move back into the 20s for the tackle from Ohio State, would you? Yes. One, Graham or Nolan are not in the same tier category as me. I have Graham as a top three player this draft. Nolan's probably going to be in that kind of 10 to 16 range. But I do like Walter Nolan. He might be higher. I got to do some more film, more games of him. But yeah, if I could get Graham or Nolan at 11, I'd be happy. Graham, I'd be ecstatic. Nolan, I'd be happy. Now, to trade back up into the 20s and get Josh Simmons, that one is a little bit more spicy. I would not want to trade back up. And a lot of that has to do with the injury stuff. People are saying patella tear. If it's a patella tendon tear, no, I'm not trading back into the first to get him. Would I take him at 34? Probably still no with the patella tear. If it's just an ACL, now there's you know, different reports out there that are saying different things, and we're not going to get that answer. But if you told me I was going to get Graham only if I traded back up to get the Ohio State Josh Simmons tackle, then yes. The answer is yes, the package deal. I will take it. I will take it. I will take it. Kyle. Shanny always trades. Should be expected. There was one year after the Trey Lance debacle, after the COVID, whatever else, they didn't trade at all. Just one time. But yes, they trade way more. Way more. Is the NFL season here yet? Not quite. We still got a way. We still got a ways to go. Corey, appreciate you, man. He says, John, watched some early season Ohio State and fell in love with Josh Simmons. Yes, injury history, but the guy plays like Trent. He is the number one left tackle in this draft. If you're just looking at tape, it's not even close. Plug and play, awesome. Sadly, that's not the only context to this player. Major injuries make it rough. Make it rough. Lou says, trade down unless Mason is there at 11. I like it. I like it. What's up, Big Papa? Appreciate you, man. Freddie, he says, they always trade back and miss, then hit in the later rounds. I'd keep the pick, get an actual game changer. Ooh. I ain't mad about that at all. Appreciate everybody making it live. I love it. I love it right here. I trade back if the top offensive tackles are gone by pick 11, and I think that's going to happen. Remember, three position groups always get pushed to the top. Quarterbacks, edge rushers, offensive tackles. Happens every single year. I expect it to happen this year as well. Oh, what's up, Matthew? It's great to see you, man. Great dude. What's up? What's up? What's up? Marco's in the house. I love it. Trade down. David said, smash that like button. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. So let's talk team report cards. Okay. The NFLPA, they had 1,695 players vote. It comes out to basically every 53-man roster voted on this, and they give their team grades. The 49ers came out 8th out of 32 teams. It's not terrible. Last year they were 6th, so they did take a little bit of a dip in rankings. However, I would take this year's report card over last year's report card. Here's why. The worst categories for the team, which is might be a little bit ironic whenever we look at what has happened with the 2024 season and all the injuries, your two worst graded things that you had last year was the training room, which received a C grade. That went up to a B minus. So, and again, this is A plus, A minus. So there's a plus and minus on every single letter. So you went from a C past a C plus to a B minus. That's a 2-level jump in the training room. I think that's huge. And then team travel went from a C plus to an A minus. I love that these are transparent, that they're being put out, because it forces the ownership to say, hey, let's figure out, do we want to be this team? Do we not want to be this team? Right. And so the 49ers took two gigantic jumps in training room and team travel, which, if any team knows how good their training room is, it's the 49ers. They spend the most time in there of anybody. It's just what it is. So let's go through quickly. just all the grades in all the different categories, okay? B-plus on team facilities, A on food served, B-plus on nutritionist, B on the locker room, B-minus on the training room we just talked about, B-minus on the training staff. If I could change one thing, I think I would change that. If we get an A-plus training staff, that would be huge. A-minus weight room, A on strength coaches, A-minus team travel, A on the head coach, that's Kyle Shanahan, and an A-minus on ownership. Definitely in the top quadrant, literally, 8, 16, right? 24, 32. That's how it's going to break down. We're 8. So we're on the back end of the top quadrant. Yeah, I'd like to see some more improvement. But my favorite thing, again, last year, this year, the 49ers are not omitting certain categories to take care of their players. They got, you know, the diagnosis last year on the training room and team travel, and they upgraded immediately. That's a great thing. That is a great thing. Kyle Shanahan getting an A grade should surprise nobody. Ownership getting an A-minus grade should surprise nobody. So overall, I think the team report card, fine with it. Am I in love with it? No. You'd like to be higher, but you're definitely not at average and you're not poor. Let's get a little bit better. 6 last year, down to 8, but you addressed some of the main needs. Don't forget, Devondre Campbell was on this team this year. So that's going to factor in this evaluation. That's what it's going to be. Right here, Marco, where would you rank this draft compared to the last 5 seasons? Ooh, great question, Marco. Off the top of my head, not as many top-tier grades. Not as many all-pro type grades. Way fewer, in fact. However, I think this second or third round, I would take over second and third rounds in the past drafts, almost not exclusively. Look at what the 49ers did last year. They really dominated. You got Renardo Green at the end of the second round. That was a perfect pick. You got Dominique Pooney in the third round. That was a perfect pick. So you nailed those two. And then you look at the fourth round. They did last year's draft. The 49ers did great. But if we're looking at the collective NFL draft pool of players, right, the 300 plus whatever, yeah, not top end. In certain positions, that's easier to grade. This tight end and defensive tackle class, I would take over any of the past 5 drafts. It's not even close. Wide receiver, I think it'd be dead last. Running back, this might be the second best running back class in the past 5 years. Quarterback class might be the worst, which is saying a lot. 2021 sucked, 2022 sucked. However, you got Brock Purdy, the only starting quarterback out of that 2022 draft class. You have to kind of omit the fact that you traded multiple firsts up for a quarterback in that 2021 draft class for Trey Lance and completely missed. But you walked out of the worst quarterback draft class, maybe in the history of the NFL, with the best quarterback, and you took him 262 overall. That's huge. So tight end, defensive tackle, I'm taking over any of those 5. That's the only position group. Running back, I'd say this is second best. Wide receiver, I'd say dead last. But not even dead last, because if you go to that like Tank Dell draft 2 drafts ago, it was all tiny, small wide receivers. This draft has more flavor for the wide receiver position, just not the elite guys at the top. Offensive line, I'd say it's about average. You just don't get those top-tier tackles, which sucks for the 49ers because they're picking 11. Centers, probably the worst. Offensive guards, probably average. But tackles, average, just without the top tier guys. Defensively, defensive tackle, top. Defensive ends, I'd say probably top 2 or 3 the last 5 years. Linebackers, worst. Off-ball linebackers is the worst draft class of the past 5 years. Cornerbacks, I think it's pretty solid corner class. Probably second out of the last 5 in that, you know, maybe push it for first. Actually, I like this cornerback class. Safeties, I don't like this safety class. So again, position by position, it's easier. If I had more time, that was just off the top of my head. I love that question. Look at Jay. Look at this first live show for me. Usually only listen and catch you on Spotify. Hey, however you listen or watch, I just want to say thank you. However you're here, obviously I interact more with the live because there's the instant feedback and it contributes to somewhat of a conversation. But for those of you that email me, DM me, whatever, I don't care. However, even if you've never reached out, thank you. You have allowed me the opportunity to do this for a career, and I am eternally grateful. I'm very thankful today to be doing this, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be right now. So I love it. Niners Par says, trade back and cast the net wide rather than focus on one player or one gamble to hit. More darts. More darts. David, I prefer Harmon and Mikael Williams over Nolan at 11. Ooh, I think I'm with you on Mikael Williams. I'm not sure about Harmon, but Harmon and Nolan are close. Aha, we got royalty in the chat. What's up, Lieutenant Simple Jack? We got the man. Appreciate you, brother. Man, we got to record together. We got to record together soon. Just have to. So yeah, I'm going to text you. We're going to figure that out. We're going to figure that out soon. All right, let's dive into let's do this. And I think this is something very important to keep in mind, especially this year. Josh says trading back is harder than most think. It's easy just to smash that simple button, right? The Staples button. Y'all remember those commercials? Trade back. Trade back. You got to have two to tango. You have to have somebody that is willing to trade up, and that is where we're going to kind of be stuck throughout most of this draft. So here's how I want to jump off. I want to go through some emails that were asked to handle this question. Do the 49ers trade up? Do the 49ers trade back? Marty S. sent this email, and he revolved it around a player, okay? And this is going to be our launching point. He says, question on Kenneth Grant. We haven't talked much about the defensive tackle Kenneth Grant on this show. I've heard others say, yeah, he's good. He's the Michigan tackle that lines up next to Mason Graham. That Kenneth Grant's good, but he benefits from playing alongside Mason Graham. Fair enough, but how might the reverse be true? And if so, would Kenneth Grant be a good fit for the 49ers if they were to trade down? So let me go to our write-up in the 49ers draft rush book. Rush draft. I'm totally not dyslexic, if you can't tell. Kenneth Grant's awesome. Now, he's a little bit of a unique player. I think he's the best nose tackle in this draft. 6'3", 339. He is a behemoth of a man. 33-inch arms, 81-inch wingspan. This dude is huge. And whenever you see pictures of Mason Graham versus Kenneth Grant standing next to each other, even on all 22 tape, you're like, who the hell is that guy? You're not paying attention to Mason Graham. Not pre-snap. Post-snap, you are. Mason Graham takes the cake there. But Kenneth Grant is how you want defensive tackles to look. I mean, he is very similar build, like impressiveness to Javon Kinlaw, who was just, that dude was just so freaking big. And so whenever you look at Kenneth Grant, size, power, linebacker's best friend in the run game. You want to stop the run, you love this guy. Best nose tackle in the draft. Completely immovable, even against double teams. Good short area, quickness, and change of direction. Violent hands, jolts the offensive lineman continuously. Great effort versus screens. Took over the USC game. Just dominated it. But here's where we get into the bad things and why I don't think I'm going to be as high on Kenneth Grant as a lot of other people. I think he's just a two-down player. I think he's a run stuffer. I think if it's third and long, you do not want this guy on the field. So why spend a premium 11 pick? Now, the question for Marty was to trade down. We'll talk about that. But here's the issue. Has there been other guys like this drafted this high? Well, you look at the Eagles, they took Jordan Davis, number 13 overall. Jordan Davis, now he fell for what happened off the field and whatever else, whatever. But Jordan Davis is just a two-down player. Well, it worked because they had all this other invested around him. That's an issue. Now, my biggest issue with Kenneth Grant is the Niners have two different defensive tackle philosophies. You have the plugger and the three. Okay? The three technique is usually your smaller, undersized, 6'3", 302 type guy. You're talking Maurice Hurst. You're talking Javon Hargrave. You're talking Kevin Givens. All these smaller slasher penetrating three techniques. The 49ers don't have any good ones that they're relying on moving forward. The 49ers defensive tackle group sucks. However, there are two quality defensive tackles that I like on this roster currently. Only two. That's Malik Collins. And that's Evan Anderson. Well, the problem, those are two plugger guys. So you already, your best two defensive tackles on roster are already pluggers. You don't have the true three technique. So, well, somebody's like, well, why don't you just put two pluggers out there? Well, then you get no pass rush. That's the thing. Evan Anderson's a great piece. He's a rotational guy. Malik Collins is one of the few kind of bigger body defensive tackles that does provide some defensive tackle pass rush upside. But even that's not really what you want. You don't want, if you look out there and you see Malik Collins out there on third and long, you're like, ah, that's a mistake. Must have been a quick huddle or something. Like, you should have got somebody out there that offers more. So adding Kenneth Grant to this defensive tackle room doesn't really make a lot of sense to me, even in a trade back scenario, because you have two solid pluggers already. Now, is Kenneth Grant better than Evan Anderson? Yes. Is Kenneth Grant better than Malik Collins? Projected, obviously. We traded a seventh round pick to get Malik Collins, and he played well, played very well. If you're drafting Kenneth Grant in the first round, which is where he's going to go, yeah, that's an upgrade of that position, but that's not the position of need. Right now, Jordan Elliott is your projected starter at a three tech, and he's one of the most inconsistent players in the NFL. That dude is so inconsistent. Like, I personally would like Jordan Elliott not to be on the 49ers, but you can't do that because you have nobody behind him. Kalia Davis might come back, hasn't really shown much, but like, Jordan Elliott is a big reason why we are so terrible at the goal line and short yardage, because that dude just gets blown off the ball consistently. Situation awareness low, player IQ low. He plays hard, but not what you want to do. And so that's why this is rough, because I like Kenneth Grant. And yeah, from a simple standpoint of Kenneth Grant will help stop the run. He'll upgrade the defensive tackle position. Yes, but you already have Malik Collins. You already have Evan Anderson. That's the issue, right? Like, and I hope that's making sense. Now, let's see here. Let's get to, I just want to see kind of, yeah, right here. Mike says, definitely want to do a show with Rob. Yeah, Rob Lauder is the best, man. Striking Gold Podcast, just great dude, great dude. I want to see, going through this right here. Law of all, Grant is growing on me. Would love if the Niners grabbed him. I would too. He's a damn good player. My question is, is he a major need? I don't think that he is. I'm not sure that he is. But right here, lots of big run stuffing defensive linemen. Isn't that something we need as a depth piece? Yes. I want another plugger, but I want that like fourth, fifth, sixth round. I don't want that first. That's just me. Chat. I don't love Kenneth Grant's pass rush ability at all. The Niners generally go for penetrating defensive tackles early. Yes, they do. And that was one of the rare things that Javon Kinlaw brought, because he was the plugger guy that could play the three technique. It was supposed to provide that pass rush upside, just never really correlated. Grant is good if you have other pieces already. We have none. Yep. Haven't met with Grant, but they've met with Nolan. Yeah, they haven't met with him yet. And with the combine, you're going to get a whole bunch of 49ers of meeting with, 49ers of meeting with, and I love that stuff. Steph Sanchez is the best to follow on that. And we're going to kind of wait. Is Grant from Penn State? No, he's from Michigan. Yeah, he committed to Michigan right out and, you know, was a redshirt freshman and started playing right off. Yeah, classic run plugger. He was on Bruce Feldman's freak list. Jim Harbaugh said, he's a gift from the football gods. Harbaugh always has those quotes. That's who Harbaugh is, a walking quote machine. What's your problem, bro? What's your deal? Anyway, so that's Kenneth Grant. And again, with the 49ers trade down for him, I'd like him a lot more. If they took him at 11, I think that's a little bit of a reach. Right here, Jordan, why doesn't anyone talk about Mike Green at 11? They're meeting with small edges this year. I think the reason why Mike Green doesn't get talked about that much on this show, and I haven't, not one, but two sexual assault charges. And not even, like, one in high school and one in college, got kicked out, then went to another school. Mike Green's a damn good football player. Niners have stayed away from these types of players since Reuben Foster. And again, I don't know if there's merit to it. I don't know. But not once, but twice, Niners typically have stayed away from these types of players. That's why I don't think there's a lot of talk about them. I don't know if they're warranted, but I do know that he got dismissed from not one, but two places because of these issues. And I get people could change. I get that they happened multiple years ago, but that's why. Invader's been on top of this as much as anybody. And again, going back to when we talk about these prospects, there's two things that we're not going to get the answers to ever. Injuries, off the field stuff. We're not going to get those. So that's why it's so hard. Mike Green's going to be on my board, but he's going to have a flag next to him. Whether that's right or wrong, I'm just telling you. Niners have not typically drafted these guys at days one or day two of the NFL draft since Reuben Foster. They haven't touched these players. So, anyway, and I hope those charges are awful and wrong, and I hope that he's a great dude. I'm just go working with what we got here, and that's what we got. Now, let's go to this question from Deadpool76, cool tag handle. Don't you think the 49ers should trade up? Everybody else tried to trade down. I think the 49ers should be able to fleece somebody and get into the top 10. Whoa, zig when they zag, baby. It's a seller's market. No, sorry. It's a buyer's market. Everybody's trying to trade back, trade back, trade back. So instead of participating in the groupthink, why not go against the grain? Maybe we can get a value deal here. I am not totally against this. Now, how much you trade up, what you offer to trade up, all those things are variables, and I'm going to do my best now over the next segment of this show to give you concrete numbers. This pick for this pick. All those things. Who are the players that are available? Do I think the 49ers should trade up? Probably not. If I could trade down, I would be very, very happy as a 49ers fan. Takes two to tango. And if everybody's trying to trade down, hey, pull a little bit of a rope-a-dope right here. And David, I'd move up for Mason Graham if he drops a little bit. Mason Graham's the top three player for me at a major need. Mason Graham plays that three technique role next to Kenneth Grant, the plugger role. It's a little bit different defensive front and all that, but whatever. Doesn't matter. Mason Graham can play the three technique. He offers the pass rush upside as a defensive tackle. He's not just a first, second down player only. And if Mason Graham drops, I'm picking up the phone. I am picking up the phone, and I'm trying to call. I'm trying to. Chad, I don't think many are going to trade up. Everyone wants to trade back this draft, so I feel like there's deals to be made. Yes. So here's what I've done. Now, keep in mind, Abdul Carter, Mason Graham, those are the two players I've traded up for, or maybe Kelvin Banks. That's just me, and I know I'm in the minority of that one. If you're not a Kelvin Banks guy, plug in whoever it is you really, really like. But they better be an offensive or defensive lineman. You trade up for a non-trench player, I think that is a major mistake for the 49ers currently. I think that is a major mistake. Major one. So, let's go through some trades. I'm going to start. Let's start far. I'm not even looking at trading up into the top four. The fifth is still a question mark, and I'm probably not even going to do that. But let's just flesh it out from the number system, what it would cost to trade up. Now, this is operating under the pretense that teams are trying to trade back and nobody's offering. So these are a little bit value-laden deals based on the Jimmy Johnson trade chart for the 49ers to trade up. Okay, so these are cheap deals. It would probably cost more than this, but this is my offer. Let's say Mason Graham's there at five. I pick up the phone, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the non-Trent Baalke Jacksonville Jaguars. Hey, we're 49ers. We're at pick 11. We want to trade up to five. Here's what we're going to offer you. It's not equivalent on the Jimmy Johnson trade chart, but this is what we're offering you. Take it or leave it. We're going to give you 11. We're going to give you 75, 138, and next year's third. That's like you're undercutting them. But that's what I'm offering. And they're going to sit there and say, nah, we got to get your second, next year's second. Nope, this is what you got. Nobody's calling. Nobody's calling. So you either stay there at five or you can trade back to 11, pick up all these extra day two and day three picks, two third rounders. And hey, you might get the same guy at 11. Would I do that for Mason Graham? It's a little too spicy for my blood. I don't want to give up not one, but two third rounders. I don't like that. I don't like it. But if it guaranteed got me Mason Graham, it might be worth it. But I don't want to give up two thirds, a third this year and next year. So 11, 75, 138, and next year's third. That doesn't, it's not equivalent. We're going in at like 70% of what they can get. But if nobody's calling, That's what I'm offering. Okay. They say no. All right. Mason Graham's still there at six. I pick up the phone. Las Vegas Raiders. What's up, Acorn Haircut? Drop back five spots. We're going to give you 11, 75, and 99. So we're going to give our first, our third, and our third round comp pick. We want Mason Graham. Yeah. It doesn't equivalent. It's not, it doesn't match what you could get. So we're giving a 1250 pick for a 1600 pick. We got to make up 350. We're offering 310. So that 40-point discrepancy is equivalent to a fourth-round pick, but we're not paying a premium. You don't want it, don't take it. This is under the idea of, man, you want to trade back, there's nobody to do it with. We're going to take advantage of that. You don't want it, we'll sit at 11, we're happy. They say no. You go to 7. You go to 7, New York Jets. Hey, we got your old head coach. We're going to steal a lot of your players of free agency. Y'all want to trade back, Jets. The quarterback isn't there. Maybe somebody traded up already. Shedeur Sanders is gone and Cam Ward's gone. They're not sold on Jackson Dart. Whatever. I don't know. You figure out the situation. Jets suck. Here's what we're offering. 11, 75, and 189. Our first, our third, and our fifth to jump up from 11 to 7. That's what we're going to do. We'll see. They pass on that. We go to 8. Again, I'm trying to, and the whole idea is, I always get these questions like, should the 49ers trade up? Should the 49ers trade down? And I'm like, well, okay, hold on. Depends. What are you giving up? Who are you taking? Again, I'm telling you, I would trade up for Mason Graham, Abdul Carter. No way those guys are going to be there at 8. But maybe you're just dead set on getting an offensive tackle. And you're high on two offensive tackles. Let's say Will Campbell and Kelvin Banks Jr. Well, Will Campbell's gone, or Kelvin Banks is gone. There's one left. And you're just like, I don't want to walk out of this draft. We're not going to be picking this high again with somebody that could potentially be our left tackle of the future. Go get it. Pull the trigger now. That's the situation. So I'm trying to flesh out why the 49ers would do it, what the 49ers would give up, why the opposing team would do it, what they would get in return, and try to provide those as best I can based off of historical accuracy with these trades. That's the whole idea. Somebody trading up for Jenty, that'd be stupid in my opinion. But people make bad choices. It's fun to do bad things. All right, let's look at, let's say pick number 9. Niners want to jump up two spots. There's somebody they really, really love. It's not too expensive. 11, 112, and 139. So you're giving up the first round pick, obviously, that's a swap. 112, that's worth 70 points, middle of the fourth round. And then 139, that's one of your, that's your Sam Darnold comp pick. So you're giving up a first and 2/4 to jump up two spots. If there's just somebody you got to have there, that's a value deal. You're still not paying a premium. You're paying less than what you should to trade up that far. And then if you just want to look at one spot, and this will be the last one we do for trading up, jumping from 11 to 10. Happens all the time. It would cost you 11 and 112. That's it. Now, that you're paying a little bit of a premium. If you want to be, you do 11 and 138. If, again, you're looking at that value deal, that's one of our comp picks, right? That's the Chase Young comp pick that you get for losing him. So that's the trade up situations. Now, I understand none of these are sexy currently. None of those. And I understand some people aren't sold on Kelvin Bates. Some people aren't sold on Will Campbell. Some people aren't sold on so-and-so. Fill that out. And so, again, these are talking about trades where you're getting a value based on the prerequisite. Nobody wants to trade up. Trade up. Got to have a partner. So, 49ers don't get one. 49ers don't get a partner. They want to trade down. All right, well, here's three easy trade downs. Let's say you jump down one spot with Dallas. And 49ers did this with Solomon Thomas, traded from 2 to 3. They did it with Javon Kinlaw, right? Traded 13 to 14. Niners have done this a few times. A few times. And I understand neither of those trades panned out. However, you don't get Fred Warner without that Solomon Thomas trade down. You don't get Brandon Ayuk without that Javon Kinlaw trade down. So, yeah, you could take the 49ers and rake them over the coals for missing out on those two trades, but that's not the whole story. Brandon Ayuk and Fred Warner were hits. major hits. So to drop down from 11 to 12, the 49ers would get 170 and 228 because you're looking at Dallas didn't have a lot of picks that would like, but you're picking up an extra 170, right? Fifth rounder and an extra 228 seventh round. They don't have a fourth that would make it work easier. That would be the ideal. Just trade down and get a fourth. They don't have it. Falling down to 13, two spots. Now you're picking up number 98. That's one of those comp picks right ahead of where we pick. So a third round comp pick. Shanahan sucks with those. I don't like that. But if you want to jump to 14, that's three team trade downs with the Colts. You have to add something because the picks are so far off. You give up 11 and 138. So you're giving up one of your comp picks in the fourth and your 11 pick, but you get back 14 and 81. So you fall back three to jump up 50 plus spots. That is the trade I want. I want to fall back to that like 14, 15, 16 range. And you're not going to get a second round pick. Again, you go back and look at the history of every 11th overall trade that we have has ever happened since this millennia. Not one second round pick has been involved once, has it? So, like, people, like, I'll hear people say, oh, I want to trade back and pick up a number second rounder. You'd be the first to ever do it. You'd be the first to ever do it. If you want to pick up a second round pick, which I want to as well, that's great. I always go back to this. Shoot, I want to date Scarlett Johansson. Not really. I'm happy with my wife. She's incredible. But, like, Scarlett Johansson's already married. It ain't going to work. You could want to trade down for a second round pick. But you got to have somebody that's willing to offer that. And that's not on the table. That is not a historically, you'd be the first team to do that in over 25 years. It's not happening. It's not going to happen. So you might be able to get a third. You might be able to get a future first. But this idea of, you know, let's trade back and pick up a first and a second. It's not happening. I'm telling you. Historically, it doesn't happen. And that's what we're trying to base this conversation in. Now, the next part of this segment, which is fun because I spent the ridiculous amount of time drinking caffeine and going through the ins and outs of all these trades. We're going to weigh out what team won with all of those 11th picks that were the number 11 pick that was traded. Did the team trading up win or did the team trading down win or was it a push right after this?
The NFL season may be done. But betting with MyBookie, which has been going on for 10 years now, is still in full swing. You want to bet the NFL draft? You think you know who's going to go first overall? Is it going to be Abdul Carter, the star pass rusher? Or is it going to be a quarterback, Cameron Ward, Shedeur Sanders? Head over there, and you can make that prediction now. Those bets are already up. Your big basketball guy, who's going to make the playoffs after the trade deadline? A lot of big trades took place. Head over there. Who's going to make the playoffs? You can bet individual games, parlay, whatever it is you want to do. Head to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ers or scan this QR code to my right. And you will get 50% deposit bonus on your very first deposit. And they have everything, whether you want to do casino bets, live casinos, lotto, racing, you name it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. With MyBookie.
All right. Here we go. Let's talk who won the trades. There were six trades that have taken place with the number 11 overall pick since the year 2000. One of those trades was the Jay Cutler, Kyler Orton. It's impossible to, you know, compute that into draft term trades. So we got five. We got five that we can grade on. Now, one of these trades is a push. Because that's last year, the Jets and Vikings trade. The Vikings got J.J. McCarthy, who hasn't taken a snap yet. He was injured. We'll see. And if that's, you know, J.J. McCarthy, what's going to happen there? They also got Will Richard to pair with that later in the draft in the sixth round. The Jets got an offensive tackle, Fashanu, who was not good, and the pick for Isaac Garrido, which they traded subsequently as well. But this one's a push just because, but if J.J. McCarthy is anything, the team that trade up won. Right now, you cannot declare a winner here. That's the only one. Now, here's what's crazy. The teams that traded up, they won three out of five trades. Here's the players they got. The team that traded up, Chris Olave, Leonard Floyd, Justin Fields. It's not even close. All three of those trades. Now there's multiple players and whatever else, but the teams that traded up, got the better player and the better draft haul, not once, not twice, but 3 out of 5 times. One of those was a push. The one time a team traded down and lost, it was the 49ers. Shocker. And it wasn't like a huge loss, but the 49ers traded for Anthony Davis. And what the Broncos got was Brandon Graham and Aaron Hernandez. Now, they traded those picks subsequently. So, you know, and again, you want to dive into all the players that they got. It's absolutely ridiculous. Dez Bryant was involved, but they ended up with Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker. Yeah, they won that trade big time. And so that's multiple trades with other picks involved. But whether Anthony Davis was a good player for the 49ers, for sure. So it's not like a total loss, but he's not Brandon Graham, who's still playing somehow. Aaron Hernandez is batshit crazy and a murderer, but still, that dude was a stud football player. Demaryius Thomas, Hall of Famer, Eric Decker, all those, Dez Bryant, like all those guys had better careers than Anthony Davis. And so, like, again, it's never just apples to apples comparing all the time, because then they trade the traded picks and all that. But the teams that traded up won 3 times. The team that traded down, that's what it is. So does that affect the way in which you see the 49ers? Does that mean you're going to have a 60% of winning the trade if you trade up? I don't think so. But historically speaking, if we're going to add the context to this situation, it matters. You lose once, trade back. Win 3 times, trade up. Push, we'll see. But even that, even the push, and that's being kind, J.J. McCarthy looks like he's going to be a better pro at a more important position than the offensive tackle that they got. So, I don't know. Right here, Lucky, appreciate you. I would love it if they could trade back as many times as possible, be able to collect as many picks inside the top 100 as possible. I'm with you. I think the strength of this draft class, it's in the second and third rounds. It's not at pick 11. It's not at pick 11. And that's what stinks. Hugo, have the comp picks been officially confirmed? They have not. Usually takes place during the combine. And again, if we look at over the cap's projection, which they are freaking usually pretty great, they're the most accurate, but they're not always spot on. Right now, the 49ers are slated to get 2 fourth rounders for losing Chase Young and Sam Darnold, and a 7th rounder for Ray-Ray McCloud. Now, initially, the 49ers were supposed to get 1 fourth and 2 sevenths, but Sam Darnold played so well. Again, the compensation trifold formula is average per year salary plus snap count plus postseason awards. So the 49ers got kind of inched up considerably because of that, but we're not there yet. So right now the 49ers are slated to get 10 picks, could be 9, but that's what they're slated to get. We'll have to see what that looks like. Right here, Dan the Man, the Giants won the Bears trade. That was a huge haul. Allowed them to draft Neal top 10 next year. The Giants, pick-wise, should have dominated. But the Giants traded, they got Kadarius Toney. Good Lord. That's a huge miss. Jamar Johnson, nope. Evan Neal, I don't think is a good player. You like Evan Neal more than I do. Let's see here. Let's pull it up. Evan Neal was benched. And if you look at just, here we go. Let's go offense. Like, what he started the back end of the season. He's a good run blocker. But, man, I can't consider that a win. Now, obviously, Justin Fields didn't work out for the Bears. If you're going to ask me, okay, which one do you want? Let's go back. I have all the details up here. The Bears got pick 11. The Giants got pick 20, a 5th rounder, a future first, and future fourth. They whiffed on all of them. I don't think Evan Neal, I get it. He started the last 6-7 games, and he was all right. But, man, you look at what he's done pass-blocking-wise, like, you can't – this dude's bad. He's really bad. I don't know, man. If you love Evan Neal, I guess you could say that, Dan, and I appreciate that comment because you know what you're talking about. But I don't think that they won. I would take Justin Fields over those four players that they got. He's a guard and tackle. He's 6'7", 350. There's not a lot of those guys, but he's been rough. There's no doubt about that. I don't know. I don't think there was a winner. But Justin, like, if you could have any of these players, you're taking Justin Fields right now completely, even if he's a backup quarterback. I don't know what to do with Evan Neal. And you can say he's a guard. He's still, they moved him to right guard, and he got a little bit better. But, man, he had a 30 pass block grade. He got six penalties in six games. Ooh. Yeah, I don't know, man. Agree to disagree, and that's okay. That's okay. I'm not a Giants guy. I don't think they're planning on to move forward with him. I don't think they're going to. Take that for what you will. That's okay. I like the back and forth. Right here, Lou, trade down unless Mason is there as 11. There ain't no way he's going to be there at 11. The only way you're getting Mason Graham. Now, keep in mind the combine starts this week. Mason Graham's stock probably isn't going to be as high as it is right now because he's not a elite athlete / athletic prowess, whatever. Other people are going to pass him. I think that's a mistake in the evaluation process, and the combine should be used to validate or cause into question what you already evaluate as a player. Does Mason Graham win with athleticism? No. Does he win with strength? No. Does he win with elite body composition? No. So just the fact that he's not going to test and show what some of these other defensive tackles are going to have, that's not how he wins. He wins with leverage, some of the best balance, pass rush plan, all-out effort, and uses his wrestling background. That's pretty damn hard to show up at the combine with those things, but it shows up every damn game, almost every single snap on the tape. So maybe Mason takes a hit. He ain't falling to 11. I sure as hell wish he would. Slick, appreciate the super chat. JC, I want to date Scarlett Johansson. Miss Chapman, you know, honey, I noticed that you always refer to her. Have fun sleeping on the couch. Yeah. The good thing is you always marry somebody, or at least I hope you get to, that gets you. My wife knows I ain't going to pass up on a joke, even if it's going to cause me to sleep on the couch. That's just who I am. And I would have a lot less marital issues if I wasn't so damn funny, or at least if I didn't think I was so damn funny. But it's what it is. He gets me in trouble all the time. We've been married 18 years, and jokes ain't stopping. they're not going to stop now. But I would 100% choose my wife over whomever. I was just using an analogy because I thought it was funny. But, Slick, I do appreciate you. I love it. I love it. Right here, Junior. Rumors are spreading that both Ayuk and Deebo are on the chopping block. How true is that rumor? Not much. Ayuk ain't going anywhere with that dead money. Nobody's going to pay the premium that you got last year that you turned down. So you turned it down last year. You're not going to accept it this year. Deebo will be released. I said 85% a week ago, and I said every single day it's going to increase one percentage point. So I think we're up to 89% now. March 22nd, he has to be off the roster. Has to. You've already put the line in the sand. You told him to go seek a trade. All those things. Deebo's gone. And I wish you could trade him. I wish you could, but you're not going to. In today's NFL, more and more players keep coming out. Jordan Whitehead, they're going to let him walk. And you talk about, Jaire Alexander, you could seek a trade. With today's NFL cap structure and void years, you're going to see so many more players cut and released than traded. It's going to continue to happen. So Ayuk ain't going anywhere. He's going to be on the pup anyway. He couldn't pass a physical anyway. I don't understand why this stuff gets put out there. I get why everybody clicks it and whatever, but whenever you look at the contract, it makes zero sense whatsoever. In my opinion, that's what it is. Alex, there are a few teams that want a quarterback or Jenty at 11 if he's there. Man, I hope somebody trades up for a running back. I really, really do. I would not do that. Not in the first round, not at pick 11. But Jinty's awesome. He's awesome. But I believe in positional value. I think, should Jinty go around pick 11? Yes. Should you trade up for him? No. And with a deep running, and here's another thing that I think hurts Jeanty's value. This is an incredible running back class. Incredible. So in the past, like if you miss on the number one guy, you're waiting until round 3-4. No, I think there's going to be 3 or 4 running backs going the second round. It's peppered, man. Now, Jeanty's the number one guy for sure. But, man, I don't know. I would not do it. I would not do that. Unless you're one player away at the running back position from being, you know, Super Bowl caliber type team. But if you are, you're probably not picking close to trade up to 11. And so now you're talking about the back end teams, right? So you look at the teams at the back end of the draft, Philly, Kansas City, Buffalo, Washington, Detroit, Baltimore. Are they a running back away? Well, to jump to 11, you're going to have to give up multiple ones. You're going to give up multiple ones for a running back? That's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it works out for them. But I would be happy if somebody does. I would be happy. Kyle, staying put in the first or trading back if the opportunity arises, but what player would we take for moving up from number 11? Mason Graham, Abdul Carter be gone by pick 1. Definitely gone by pick 3. Mason Graham's probably gone pick 5 to 7. Kelvin Banks, I don't think we'll be there at 11. Those are the only three names I would be interested in trading up for. But if the 49ers fall in love with Will Campbell, let's see. Just go through kind of looking at mock draft databases, overall big board. Not trading up for Cameron Ward. I would trade up for Abdul Carter. I'm not trading up for Travis Hunter because corner's not the biggest need for us. We have two young corners. And that's why whenever I see all these mock drafts with Will Johnson or whatever else, I do disagree with them. Obviously I do, but I'm just like, man, you have two young corners tied up for the next 4 years. 3 years, 3 seasons combined. Why in a team whose defensive philosophy has been grounded and built around the defensive line and you return Robert Saleh, are you going to go for another corner? I just don't understand it. So I'm not trading up for Travis Hunter. Do I think he's a stud? Yeah, he's number two player on my board. Number two. My number three goes Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, Mason Graham. That's 1, 2, 3. That's set. I don't think there's anything that's going to change that for me. So Travis Hunter's a stud, but corner's not the biggest need for me. And this is a good corner draft. It's pretty solid. And if I want just a straight corner, I don't have Jahdae Barron that high, but I think he's a way better fit for us. Yeah, obviously, I take Travis Hunter, but I'm not trading up for that. You can get Jahdae Barron at 11. I think he might be gone by then, too. And I sure as hell am not taking Will Johnson with all those. I don't want a corner with multiple seasons, leg, hip injuries. I don't understand that. Will Johnson's a damn good player, technician, man-to-man, great, looks the part. You put his highlights together, wow. But, man, he don't like tackling. He makes a lot of business decisions. I'm not doing that. Shedeur Sanders, not trading up for. Will Campbell, not trading up for. Tet McMillan, not trading up for. Will Johnson, not drafting, not in the first round. Ashton Jeanty, not drafting. You already have the most expensive running back room in the NFL, and you spent a rookie pick last year, and you have Jordan Mason, who is leading the NFL and rushing through 6 weeks. If you didn't use any of them when CMC's healthy, I'm not doing that. Mikael Williams, I'm not going to trade up for, but I'm higher on Mikael Williams and Kelvin Banks than almost anybody. I would be so happy to draft Mikael Williams at 11. Would I trade up for him? No. But if the 49ers did trade up for Mikael Williams, I would not be mad. I like him way more than everybody else. Tyler Ward, I wouldn't draft him at 11. Jaylon Walker, not trade up for, but I understand. Malachi Starks, no. Is he a true safety? I don't know. He's a damn good player, but we have him. We have a nickel guy. We have strong safeties. I got to see how he tests. But he played pretty much the nickel role for Georgia. We have that. I want a true free safety. I'm not going to spend an 11 pick on a safety like Malachi Starks unless it was 100%. This is a elite all-pro free safety level player. I don't think he's that. I think he's a stud, strong safety, stud nickel player. That's not what the Niners need. We have that. We have two of that. James Pierce? All right. Now we're talking. Would I trade up for him? No. Take him at 11. I'm cool with it. Armon Mimbu, take him at 11. I'm cool. Mike Green, I don't think he's on our board. Josh Simmons, don't think he's on our board early. Shamar Stewart, God, no. Luther Burden, no. Walter Nolan, I'd like to take at 11. Don't want to trade up. Tyler Booker, I would not be upset if we took Tyler Booker, personally. I think I want offensive line help. But anyway, Colson Lovin, no. Kenneth Grant, no. Amika, no. Jody Barron, take at 11. Ugh. I like the player, but no. So, again, going through the big board of other people, those weren't my ranks. That's Mock Draft Database. Man. Yeah, so that's kind of where I was right here. Lucky. Fun fact, Hunter grew up as a Niners fan. Yeah, good kids do. I love it. I love it. Mike, with the Niners' weakness, I'm all focused on the inside of the lines. I'm with you. Where do you think Zabel might go? I think he goes in the 20s. I think Gray Zabel, center, interior offensive line prospect. I think he goes in the 20s. And I don't think the Niners have a shot to get him. Unless you trade up huge or trade back huge. Like, that's probably one of the worst problems of the NFL draft. Is because where you pick, you're not going to get certain players. Like you look at, like, Amika Egbuka, you don't have a shot to get him. Jahad Campbell, I don't think you have a shot to get him. Matthew Golden, don't have a shot to get this guy. Nick Skorton, I don't think you got a chance to get him. Because you're picking 11. These are guys that are going to go kind of 16 to 30. You're too out of reach from both sides. Maybe somebody falls, but everybody talk about Nick Emanuori. I don't think you got a shot to get him. Gray Zabel, don't think you got a shot to get him. Donovan Jackson, don't think you got a shot to get him. That's what sucks. You know what I mean? I don't like that. Barron, better at man press, 100%. More versatile, not than Travis Hunter, obviously. He's the most versatile player maybe in the draft in the past 10 years. Mikel is built just like Alden, would be a great fit. I'm telling you guys, y'all got to warm up to Mikel Williams being a possibility. Williams is a case where maybe he wasn't asked or tasked with rushing the passer off the edge. Georgia doesn't play that way. Take it from somebody who's gone through every single Robert Beal pass rush rep at Georgia ever. They do not bend on the edges. They don't do it. You look at Nolan Smith. You look at Robert Beal. You look at whomever. Whenever they play edge in Georgia, they run through the offensive tackle to free up their backers all the time. That's what they do. They don't do the straight bend off the edge rusher like Penn State or a lot of other schools. So you don't get those reps. You don't get that teaching. That well said. Alex, hot take. I'd rather take Booker than Will Campbell. I don't think that's a hot take. I think Booker is a stud. I think he's the safest player of the draft. I think he's guard only. You plug him at left guard, not saying the 49ers will, but if they did, you'd have Dominique Pooney and Booker, your inside run, pass protection. Oh, would just be so great. Would just be so great. Here we go. This is a good question. Josh, who are your top three linebackers? This is rough. Jahad Campbell's in a tier of his own. I don't put Jalen Walker in the linebacker tier at all. That dude can't diagnose anything. Now, I'm going Jahad Campbell, giant gap. Then I'm probably going Carson. I love Carson Schwechinger out at UCLA. Doesn't have the experience. That's a problem. That's going to knock him. Then after that, I've got a big pool. I like Jeffrey Bossa more than most. I like Chris Paul Jr., who the Niners seem to love a lot. I'm not as high on Demetrius Knight or Barrett Carter as most. So, man, if I had to say right now, I'd go Jahad Campbell, Carson Schwechinger, and probably Jeffrey Bossa. But this is a horrible linebacker class. Right here, Invader, Chris Paul Jr., my favorite. Yep. I think you underestimate our need for a wide receiver, John, and Shanahan's draft proclivities. Yeah. I do not value the wide receiver position like Kyle Shanahan does. And I don't think that you need more young wide receivers. You have two young wide receivers you invested in on the roster. Spent a first-round pick on Pearsall. You spent a fourth-round pick on Jacob Cowing. You have two young pups. I think the wide receiver position needs to be addressed through the veteran market, through the free agency. that I don't want more young wide receivers that need time to step in, especially with Brandon Ayuk's injury. You're hoping to get Ayuk back mid-season and be back to what he was late season. You need somebody now. That ain't going to happen even if you spend a first-round pick on a wide receiver. That's why I think drafting a wide receiver, I'm not against, but drafting one earlier, I am. I want to go get somebody like a Darius Slayton that has played in multiple wide receiver spots and multiple wide receiver systems that could step in and play right off the bat. That's what I would prefer. That's what I would prefer. But again, take that for what you will. So anyway, some questions on Pierce yet right here. Pierce interview determination. Yeah, I mean, there's questions on his work ethic or whatever, but the team raves about him. His teammates rave about him. I don't put Pierce in that Mike Green category. I don't put Pierce in that Princely Umon Mielen category either. But again, take that. It wasn't a routine traffic stop, Invader. They were towing his car outside the dorm on college campus. I read through the police report, and he tried to stop his car from getting towed, and he was 19. I don't put that in the same category, but teams are going to ask that question. I can guarantee you that. Tennessee has a Juwan Jennings clone. I love it. Yeah. I'm a real UT fan, hook 'em baby, but I don't hate Knoxville like most. Not like, it's funny. I meet Tennessee fans and they're like, oh, and they you know, I was like, dude, I don't hate you guys. I root for you guys against Alabama. but anyway, take that for what you will. This has been a fun show. I enjoyed this. So hopefully we provided some concrete context to what a trade up or trade down would be. Not that we were here to convince you to trade up or to trade down, but historically speaking, the team that has traded up involving that number 11 pick wins more often than not. Is there a player that you would be cool with the Niners trading up for? For me, Abdul Carter, Mason Graham, Kelvin Banks. That's probably about it for me. I wonder who the Niners have. I think they're going to find out this week at the Combine with their interviews and all the stuff. I'm so excited. And again, remember, tomorrow, Thursday at 5:30 p.m., we're going to have our Zoom hangout. Those details, the link and all that stuff, Zoom link has already been posted on the 49ersrush.com and on our Patreon channel. And until next time, as always, stay strong, faithful.